Now time for our Horton Locker Room chat here on KNZA. It's presented by Union State Bank, joined now by Derek Richardson, the Horton Chargers football coach. Coach, a lot to dissect here tonight, but let's start with the game last week. Riverside, one of the best teams in the 1A class. I think you can argue they're a top five team in Class 1A the way they have been playing here over the last few weeks. But Riverside jumped out. Their offense was moving, I think, three or four touchdowns in the first quarter, but a 51-0 final score. I guess take us through that one last week. What'd you take away? What'd you see?
Yeah, they came out punching. I mean, very first play, deep ball, touchdown. I mean, our DBs weren't exactly ready. I don't know if they were ready for Elijah to run right up the middle first play, but they took that. And then we had a mishap on special teams and gave them the ball at the 20 or so. And then they scored again. So, I mean, we look up there, and 25 seconds into the game, we're already down 14-0. So we didn't set ourselves up to succeed there. But, I mean, Riverside's a good team, just like you said. They passed the ball a little bit more than I was expecting. But, I mean, it was working for them. So, I mean, I would continue doing the same thing as working if it was for me.
There's so much that goes into coaching. You know, people on the outside are going to look at wins and losses and, you know, certain stats or whatever it is. But, you know, I look at it just kind of seeing your scenario here, you know, going through what you guys are going through here. It's just been kind of a tough run. But the coaching aspect of just keeping kids up when things are down, just talk about the challenges there and how the kids have kind of handled that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a challenge when you haven't won a game this late in the season. So it's trying to keep kids engaged, doing different stuff during practice that makes it fun. I mean, obviously, we want the games on Fridays to be fun, but at this point in time, they haven't been very fun yet, at least from the winning standpoint. But as a coach, I've seen definitely some growth from some of the younger players and, I mean, even some of the older players that perform a little bit better than they did last year. But yeah, definitely keeping kids engaged this late in the season from where we sit. Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah, and I know you guys are playing a lot of underclassmen and freshmen. You know, the few upperclassmen that are still here and performing for you, the relationship maybe between those junior and seniors, you know, with those freshmen who are getting a lot of playing time, how have you seen that and that kind of camaraderie between, you know, your few upperclassmen compared to these underclassmen, a lot of these freshmen that are really getting their first taste?
Yeah, there's a couple of the upperclassmen that have taken a couple of the younger guys under their wing and helped them grow as a player and then, I mean, just as a human being. But, yeah, getting the young guys out there and getting as much experience as they are this year, I mean, hopefully it bears fruit here in the future.
Horton Chargers football coach Derek Richardson joining us. We'll have more right after this here on KNZA. We got a couple more minutes here with Horton Chargers football coach Derek Richardson. Again, it's powered by Union State Bank. Lots to dissect here, coach. You know, obviously this season numbers have been down. You've been fighting some injuries, and it's kind of caught up to you here going into week number six. So at Centralia was the scheduled matchup here this Friday. But, again, a few more injuries in the Riverside game and just the numbers kind of taking a slender hit there. No game, that's been decided, so no game this week. And it's kind of going to be on a week-to-week basis. Can you kind of just at least take us kind of through that decision leading up to that decision for Friday night?
Yeah, it was definitely a difficult decision. I mean, I don't want to cheat the boys and out of a game or anything, but, I mean, injuries come first, and I want to make sure our players stay healthy, and I don't want to put anybody out there in a position to fail. Like you mentioned, yeah, we went into Friday night against Riverside with 16. And we had a handful of injuries. I mean, Riverside was a tough physical team. And so we're going to take it by a week-by-week basis, and hopefully some boys get healed up and doctors clear them. And we look at Mar Hill and D-West coming up.
Yeah, so we still got, you know, a couple of games after this week. So you mentioned just taking it week-by-week. Do you still have the regularly scheduled practices? Does the schedule in that regard kind of change, or do you still are able to kind of get them out there and at least keep the ones that are healthy right now at least kind of into it?
Yeah, practice will go on as normal. I made sure when I told the boys this morning that we were forfeiting Friday, I made sure to point out that Mar Hill and D-West play each other on Friday. And so to try to get up to that game if it's possible, but we're going to keep practice. I mean, I told them to treat it as a bye week. I mean, it's not that, and we know that, but I mean, somewhat to keep in their mentality that, okay, we're, you know, this is some rest time, and then hopefully we can perform next week and the week following.
Yeah, just looking to get some guys back and healthy. So again, the Horton Chargers and Centralia Panthers, no go this week. Horton will look to get back to it week 7, scheduled home game against Morehill Mounts Academy. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll plan on it again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.